Here's the text translated into English. Rubio visits Bahrain seeking Gulf backing for Iran deal. Oil extends decline on rising Middle East supply. Gold hovers near 7-month low as hawkish Fed outlook boosts dollar. Oil prices fall as tanker exits Strait of Hormuz. Oil hits pre-Iran war lows as Strait of Hormuz flows normalize. Trump seeks additional $11 billion in farm aid. Gold slides, with spot prices under $4,000 aughts for the first time since November. Keiko Fujimori's expected victory returns divisive dynasty to Peru. Trump to seek year-round E15 gasoline sales and supplemental funding bill, U.S. official says. Chile's Codelco to weigh asset sales and investment review. SK Hynix targets $29 billion U.S. listing as AI demand surges. Calmaine, others close to settling DOJ egg pricing probe, Bloomberg News reports. Exclusive, U.S. defense firm Anduril in talks for Nissan plant to build drones in Japan, sources say. JP Morgan hikes chaos buy target on AI chips, data center optimism. Top UAE property stocks to watch, according to Jefferies. Meta shifts to AI-powered content moderation systems, FT. Why is Worley stock sliding today? Aerospace parts maker Doncaster's raises $990.3 million in U.S. IPO. Anthropic says Alibaba illicitly extracted Claude AI model capabilities. Australia's Worley flags much bigger earnings hit from Middle East conflict. Australia employment rebounds in May, jury still out on another rate hike. Australia May household spending climbs 1.3%, reversing April drop. Australian job vacancies fall 2.1% in May quarter. Australia jobs rebound sharply in May, keeping RBA hike bets alive. U.S. new single-family home sales post second straight monthly decline. Columbia National Registrar says final count in presidential runoff is nearly identical to initial count. Crude oil inventories decline less than expected, impacting prices. New home sales decline, missing forecasts and previous figures. U.S. current account deficit widens more than expected in first quarter. Building permits decline as actual numbers fall below forecasts. Exclusive, Brazil plans up to $735 million Panda bond issuance, says finance minister. Exclusive, Japan's government blueprint nudges BOJ to fuel demand. Clouding rates path, U.S. rate hike bets hold dollar near 13-month highs. Asian stocks surge as Micron earnings ease AI fears. Morning bid, Micron puts chips back on the table. Hawkish BOJ policymaker calls for rate hike once every few months. Trump asks Congress for more funds to fight Iran. Defying rebuke on war powers. NY Fed official plays down new FOMC language on ample reserve system. Brazil plans to expand support for micro-entrepreneurs. Stocks edge lower as dollar rises to one-year high. Bitcoin hovers under 61K amid falling tech stocks, rate fears, and ETF outflows. Bitcoin plunges 4.3% to 52-week lows, RSI at 18. Live levels, Bitcoin hits session low under $59,283. Binance reportedly plans to reapply for EU license after Greece bid fails. Varel Trade launches Stablick wallet for stablecoin management on Ethereum and Tron. Bitcoin falls to 62K on rate hike bets, global tech sell-off, and ETF outflows. Ethereum Foundation cuts 20% of staff in sweeping restructure. Sui News, Cumberland, Fluid, and Swissborg join institutional coalition on Hashi ahead of July global testnet. BVI emerges as a global hub for tokenized finance, accounting for $1.2 billion in stablecoins. Myton Wallet rebrands to MyWallet after expanding to 11 blockchains. Alpex acquisition prices $100 million SPAC IPO at $10 per unit. Doncaster's prices IPO at $33 per share, raising $919 million. Taysha Gene Therapies prices $200 million stock offering at $6 per share. Realoys raises $100 million in private placement. Cardinal Infrastructure prices upsized $292 million stock offering. Micron Q3 FY226 slides. Record $41.5 billion revenue, new customer deals. Allegiant issues $650 million in senior secured notes due 2031.